Tammy Recker, R-E-C-K-E-R. Patient's date of birth is 12/28/1962. Date of visit 1/22/2013. Send a copy to Sally Beeson, B-E-E-S-O-N. Certified nurse practitioner, NPC. Clinical information, she is a 50 years old, right hand on a Caucasian woman who had seizures since 1986, but she was seizure-free for a number of years until she had seizure recurrence in October of 2012. She had generalized seizure with the tongue biting but no incontinence. She had a CAT scan of the brain which did not show any evidence for intracranial abnormality. She had a frequent headaches and seizure. The patient has not been on any antiepileptic medication recently. But next paragraph. Medications, Prozac, multivitamin, and Xanax. Next paragraph. Procedure this. 0.4 ambulatory EEG began on 1/22/2013 and completed on 1/23/2013 with total running time of 23 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. Spurt. Overall quality of seizure satisfactory. Patient maintained symptom log. She did not report having seizures or other neurological symptoms during evaluation during this study. This recording consisted of 16 channels for EEG monitoring and 1 channel for cardiac rhythm monitoring. For next paragraph, impression. No, rather, excuse me, description. Waking background activity consisted of moderate amplitude and ultimate frequency about 8 to 9 hertz for local regions bilaterally. Third, serious sleep changes were observed here. Periodic epileptic discharges were observed in the form of sharp and slow waves from both her hemispheres, predominantly temporal area. More so from the right side than the left side. But these were observed more frequently during sleep. But patient did not have any clinical seizures. No electrographic seizures were observed. No cardiac arrhythmias noted. A patient related and technical artifacts were seen throughout the study. But however, overall quality is really satisfactory. Next round of operation. Abnormal study revealing bihemispheric discharges predominantly from temporal areas, which may be consistent with the clinical seizures of partial onset with secondary generalization in appropriate clinical setting. But clinical correlation strongly recommended. Third end of report.